the Raptors. We talked about the Leafs last hour having quite a up and down week. Very much the same thing for the Raptors. Last Saturday, they got blown off the court by the Miami Heat in Miami. Said a bunch of things. They got frustrated, and Patrick Patterson was kicked out of the game and ejected, and they were complaining to the referees as they normally do when things aren't going well. And they bounced back. They said, oh, you know, we got to stop saying that we're going to do these things and go out and do them. And then Monday night, they play well against the Dallas Mavericks on home court. Thursday night comes, and Russell Westbrook just destroys the Raptors, eats Raptor fans' souls for breakfast, and sends them to the gutter. And after the game, they have a players-only meeting. Dwayne Casey comes out, and he gets mad, and we'll play that clip in just a second. But they bounce back again last night, 87-75 winners over the Pistons. Is this just the roller coaster ride that the Raptors are going to have without Kyle Lowry?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing we have to remember with Kyle Lowry being gone is they've had these ups and downs and these horrible games, but I think they're 7-5. I mean, they're not failing. They're not losing every game without him. Although you look at like what happened on Thursday and you go, well, this is atrocious, right?
Yeah.
So it's frustrating, but it's definitely not sort of defining of what this team is.
Yeah, they're a 500 team without Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
And like, if you take out like the actual, like how the games are occurring, like that's essentially where they are. And it's kind of hard to get over that because of how ugly some of the games have been. But this is what they are without Kyle Lowry, in a sense.
Right. And I think when we saw yesterday in that when they're playing Detroit, I mean, they won an ugly basketball game by playing tough defense. And I mean, that's when you look at those elements, you go, okay, without Lowry, they went into a game they had to win after that horrible outing. They fixed a lot of issues, and they grinded out a win. And I think that if they're going to be a team that has success in the East, they have to rely on that. Defense is going to be everything for them. So that there are positive signs even in this sort of uncertainty without Lowry being around.
Well, your hope is you resolve some other things or improve in some other areas. And then when Lowry comes back, he's coming back to a better team, right? I mean, it's interesting to look at the Raps, and whenever you talk about basketball, you know, we know there's essentially, you start the year and you can circle three teams and
two.
Say two, maybe that can win it. And so there's that weird thing hanging over them, but they're more or less locked into the fourth spot in the East. So let's just say Cleveland, which has had its struggles as well, keeps it together and wins and finishes first and presumably sets up a second round matchup. I mean, the way things unfolded last year for Toronto in the playoffs, you know, these shaky series wins, especially in round one, and then you go and you play Cleveland to six games, but no one ever really thinks you're going to win that series. It never felt like everyone goes, well, you made these final and, you know, went as far as they could. In some ways, it would actually represent progress if they got Lowry back and clobbered Atlanta in the first round and then played Cleveland super tough and lost. Like, even though they'd only be going to the second round,
right?
You know, when you're making your offseason decisions, you'd probably be sitting there going, well, actually, in a sense, that represents progress. I mean, we got a long way to go before we talk about them clobbering anyone in the playoffs, obviously. But I'm just saying, maybe you get, you know, you get the guys who came in, Ibaka and Tucker, and they get really secure in the roles that they're going to perform. You know, maybe someone like Powell even grows another inch, and then Lowry comes back, and, you know, maybe you actually have a better team than you had when Kyle Lowry was in the lineup before, even.
Yeah, and the big question mark is, can Lowry hit the ground running once he does come back? And I think he went for a checkup in New York this week. He began light dribbling. So that is on the horizon. It's probably a couple of weeks away before we finally see him. But I do think there's an element of, like, okay, we've been here for the last couple of years now. We know that we just got to make it to the playoffs, and then we'll make our name there. And I feel like that's part of what's creeping into the Raptor game, and that is that little bit of complacency.